The seventh Perek begins with the Navi telling, prophesizing that twice God had decided to punish Israel, and twice he relented. And the third time, he did not relent. And the Navi begins, Kohir ani Adonai Elohim. Like this, God showed me. V'hineh, and behold, Yotzer Govai b'tchilat alot halakesh. God was creating locust, Govai is locust, at the beginning of the coming up of the late harvest. V'hineh, lekesh ahad gizeh hamelech. This was a late sprouting of the harvest that was came up after the king took his reaped his taxes. Vehaya, and it was imkila leechol et eisav haaretz, when the govai, when the locust finished to eat the grass of the land, meaning the locust was destroying everything that was around. Vaomar, and I said, Adonai Elohim, God, Selachna, please forgive. Mi yakum Yaakov? Who will hold up Yaakov? Who will sustain Yaakov? Ki katonu, for he is small. And the Navi tells us, Niham Adonai Ozot. God relented on this. Lo tihye, it shall not be, Amar Adonai, said God. Then he has another vision. This is the second time that he had a nevuah, and he saw that God wanted to punish Yisrael. Kohir eni Adonai Elohim. So shall God to me. And behold, Kore Lariv Ba'esh Adonai Elohim. God was calling his angels to wage war in Yisrael, Ba'esh, with fire. Some Rishonim understand that it means literally with a fire, and some understood that it meant hot and dry, and it would be similar in a way destroy the agriculture. Vatochal et tehom rabah, and this either heat or this fire would swallow up the depths of the ocean. If it would be in a heat form, it would dry up. And if it would be in a fire form, it would be similar to Eliyahu and Har HaKamel, where the fire would burn up the water. Ve'achila et ha'chelek, and it destroyed the plot. The Radak understands that the vision that Amos is seeing, he actually saw it on the king's land. It refers to the whole nation of Israel, but it was specifically on the king's land because the king is a Jewish king is responsible to keep the people going on the right path. So et ha'chelek, the chelek, the ha'yediyah, is talking about the king's plot. Va'omar, and I said, Adonai Elohim God, hadalna, refrain, please refrain. Mi akum, Yaakov, who will hold up Yaakov, who will sustain Yaakov? Ki katonu, very small. Niham Adonai azot, and God relented on this. Gam hi lo tihye, this also shall not be, Amar Adonai Elohim, said God. The Navi continues with the third vision. Kohir eni. Thus he showed me. Vihineh, and behold, Adonai nitzav al chomat anach. God was standing on a wall of metal. In modern Hebrew, anach is pewter. I'm not sure, it's some sort of metal. Uvyado anach. And he had a bar of metal in his hand. Now this metal was used to make the wall straight. And it means, the chomat anach doesn't mean a metal wall. It means a wall that was straightened by metal. It was measured properly. That would be metal. Vayomer Adonai Elai, and God said to me, Ma ata ro'e Amos? Amos, what do you see? Va'omar anach. I see this metal bar. Vayomer Adonai, and God said, Hini nisam anach bekerev ami Yisrael. I am sticking this metal among my nation Yisrael. Meaning, it was used as a sort of a measuring stick. It has to be straight. The measurement of justice will be straight like this metal. Lo osif od avor lo. I will not continue to let their sins pass over. Vinashamu bamot Yitzhak, and the altars of Yitzhak will become waste. The word Yitzhak, what is seen over here, is it translates in Yitzhak, as in the father Yitzhak. Usually we call Bnei Yisrael based on Yaakov or Abraham. Here he's using Yitzhak here, and a few pesukim later, he also uses again Yitzhak, because the same Radak explains that the same way we refer to Yitzhak to tell us that he was ne'akad on Mizbeach, he went through a korban for Hashem, therefore is being the Bnei Yisrael are like turning away from what Yitzhak had done, and they were doing avarot with the bamot. Ve'nashamu bamot Yitzhak, and the altars of Yitzhak will become waste. U'mikdeshei Yisrael yeheravu, and the holy places of Yisrael, meaning the places of Avodah Zarah will be destroyed. V'kamti al bet Yarav'am b'harav, and I will come on the house of Yarav'am, the king, b'harav, with a sword. I will kill the house of Yarav'am. Now, for the first time, in the next few psukim, in Amos, we actually have a bit of a storyline. The Radak explains that this last nivua took place, Amos actually prophesied it in the city of Bet El. And he prophesied that the temple would be destroyed and the house of the king, Yarav'am ben Yoash, would be destroyed. And Amatziah is the priest of the Bet El, he responds to this. Vayishlach Amatziah kohen Bet El el Yarav'am melech Yisrael lemor. Amatziah, the priest of Bet El, he sends a message to Yarav'am telling him, Kashar alecha Amos bekerev Bet Yisrael. The Navi Amos, he's telling him that the Navi Amos kashar, he tied, he band together. In other words, he's making a rebellion, alecha, against you. Publicly, bekerev Yisrael, publicly, he's inciting a rebellion. Lo tuchal ha'aretz, the land cannot lehachil, cannot contain et kol devarav. Everything he's saying, the people cannot stand his words. Kicho amar Amos, thus Amos, b'cherev yamut Yarav'am, Yarav'am will die by sword. V'Yisrael, and Yisrael galo yigle me'al admatmo, will be exiled. Yisrael will be exiled from his land. The Mefarshim over here, the commentaries explain that the king just ignored. He basically didn't do anything. Vayomer Amatziah, and Amatziah said el Amos to Amos, Hoseh, seer, lech, go berach lecha el Eretz Yehuda, go run away to the kingdom of Yehuda. Ve'echol sham lechem, go eat bread over there. V'sham tinaveh, and there you should prophesize. At the time, false prophets used to prophesize to individuals in exchange for bread, for sustenance, for food. It was like a business. So the Amatziah is saying, go to Yehuda, they'll be happy. They're our enemy. The kingdom of Yehuda is the enemy of the kingdom of Yisrael. They'll be happy with whatever you say. Go there and prophesize everything, all the doom on Yisrael, and you'll get a good salary. Don't do it over here. And Amatziah is also degrading Amos. He's telling him that the whole thing is, well, some sort of fake sketch and some sort of business of yours. Go somewhere else and make money over there. And he continues, Amatziah, Ubet el lo tosif od lehinaveh. In Bet El, don't continue to prophesize. Ki mikdash melechu, it's the temple of the king of Yarav'am. Ubet mamlachahu, and it's the house of the kingdom. Vayan Amos, and Amos responded back to Amatziah. Vayomer el Amatziah, and he said to Amatziah, Lo navi anochi. I wasn't a prophet when I was young. I wasn't a prophet. Meaning, I'm not a professional prophet. Velo ben navi anochi. And I'm also not a son of a prophet who I saw his business and I'm copying my father's business. Ki voker anochi. I'm a shepherd. Uboles shekmim. And I pick figs for animal feed. Ve'ikacheni Adonai me'acharei hatzon. God took me from among my sheep. Ve'yomer elai Adonai, and God said to me, Lech hinave el ami Yisrael. Go prophesize to my nation Yisrael. Now Amos tells Amatziah, on you specifically, Amatziah, I'm going to prophesize. Ve'ata shema' devar Adonai. Now listen to the words of God. Ata omer lo tenaveis al Yisrael. You say, I shall not prophesize about on Yisrael. Velo tatif al bet Yishak. And do not scold on the house of Yitzhak. This is the second time we refer to Bnei Yisrael as bet Yitzhak. The Radak understands the word tatif as scold. That's also how it's used in modern Hebrew. But many Rishonim understood the word tatif as a lashon of nevuah. Lachen, therefore, ko amar Adonai, thus said God, ishtecha, your wife, ba'ir tizneh, will commit adultery in the city, meaning willingly. Uvanecha uvnotecha b'cherev yipolu, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Ve'admatecha b'hevel tehulak, and your land will be distributed with a measuring rope. Ve'ata, and you al adamat teme'a tamut, you will die in exile, outside of Israel, in impure land. Yisrael, galo yigle, will be exiled, me'al admato, from on his land.